You've got a bit of a quandary
here.
Well,
I don't know if it's a Bristolianism or not. But
you're talking wind turbines.
We're talking wind turbines,
which is a hugely contentious debating issue.
And I was trying to say people have got aerated about it. See what I did there? But nobody, some people said aerated. That's not even a word. You mean irate. But then other people started shouting out, I know what aerated means.
Irate or irritated,
no,
I would say.
No, aerated means you're getting cross about something.
Aerated, I would say you have holes put in you.
No, aerated means, oh, I'm getting really aerated about that.
All right, we've done a bit of research here. Please either back Sash up or not. Tell her that she's absolutely off her... rocker.
But to be honest, I can't even spell it. That was why the whole issue came.
905-94-9. We've got a definition here as an adjective: aerated, overexcited, becoming obsolete.
There
although
you
still
go.
Heard used by Sash. You're not going to like this because your skin's looking all right, but it's older generations use it apparently.
Well, the word aerated.
Yeah,
but that's where I've got it from.
So people you're old.
No, but people like my gran, my dad, they've always said to me, "Oh, that gets me really aerated."
Often mispronounced as aerated.
Oh.
It's actually aerated.
Oh, aerated. So it does exist.
But you're mispronouncing it.
That's because I'm from Bristol.